Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie and we're so happy to see you all.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Thanks for joining us today. Today's topic is nature.
And our title is Save the Turtles. Save the Turtles. Peter, what did we learn on yesterday's show?
We learned that sea turtles can swim thousands of miles. They move their hands and legs through the water. They can swim really far.
Yes, and today we will learn some more interesting facts about them. But first, let's read it together. Here's Peter.
Turtles lay their eggs in the sand. The temperature of the sand is important. If the sand is hot, more baby turtles will be female. When people build things on beaches, turtles have fewer places to make their nests. People also hunt sea turtles, and some people eat them. There is a lot of plastic in the ocean too. Turtles get sick if they eat plastic. People should protect turtles.
How interesting. But some of these facts are really sad to me. Peter, what are some fun facts you know about sea turtles?
Well, I know that sea turtles have been around for millions of years. They are one of the oldest sea creatures on Earth.
Wow, millions of years? That's a long time. Hey, it really is important to protect these animals. And Christina thinks so too. Here she is now to show us our keywords.
Hello, Taylor 从 Rob 的节目中学到海龟下蛋在沙滩里。如果沙的温度比较高就会孵出比较多的母龟。所以温度很重要。The temperature of the sand is important. 温度是 temperature。海龟会在沙滩上挖窝然后产卵在窝里。但人类如果在海边盖房子的话无形中就会夺去了海龟筑窝的这个空间。窝或者是巢就是 nest. They don't have a place to make a nest. 很多人也会捕杀海龟。People also hunt sea turtles. 动词 hunt 就是捕猎的意思。另外也有人乱丢垃圾尤其是塑胶类的东西在海里让海龟吃下去就非生病不可了。塑胶或者是塑胶制品就是 plastic. There is a lot of plastic in the ocean. 我们真的应该要好好保护海龟。We should protect sea turtles. 动词 protect 就是保护的意思。
I liked your program about sea turtles, Rob. I learned a lot.
What did you learn?
Turtles lay their eggs in the sand.The temperature of the sand is important.
I know. If the sand is hotter, more baby turtles will be female.
But the turtles' habitat is disappearing.
Yes. People build on beaches, so turtles don't have a place to make a nest.
Taylor really liked Rob's program about sea turtles.Peter, what's one thing that you learned about sea turtles yesterday?
Sea turtles can be pretty big. There's one kind that can weigh up to 2,000 pounds. That's pretty amazing. What do you remember?
I thought it was interesting that turtles swim thousands of miles. I learned a lot.
I learned a lot. Marie, we just said today's
calendar phrase.
I learned a lot.
I learned a lot.
我学了很多。
How was math class?
It was okay. I learned a lot.
How was English class?
It was okay. I learned a lot.
How was science class?
Well, it was okay. I learned a lot.
Great. What did you learn?
I shouldn't fight.I shouldn't be late. I shouldn't chew gum.
I learned a lot.
I learned a lot.
我学了很多。
Taylor learned a lot on Rob's show. She learned that turtles lay their eggs in the sand. The temperature of the sand is very important.
Temperature. This is how hot or how cold something is. What's the temperature of the pool? The temperature today reached 30 degrees Celsius.
Right. Now, when talking about temperature, most of the world uses Celsius, but Americans use Fahrenheit. So, what is the temperature outside where you are at? What is the temperature inside your home? Talk to a friend about it.
So, for these turtles, the temperature of the sand is very important.
I know. Hey, this is a great phrase. How about we join Christina so she can tell us more about it?
看过 Rob 的节目之后 ,Taylor 说他学到了海龟产卵的时候沙滩的温度会影响海龟宝宝的性别。很神奇不是吗 ?Rob 也很兴奋地回答 ,I know, 沙滩热一点的话生出来的母龟会比较多。我们常常听到这句 ,I know, 与其直接翻译说我知道的意思其实它更像我们中文口语中常说对啊。比如说今天天气怎么那么冷我说 I know, it's already May. 对啊已经五月了。你说那家意大利餐厅的面太好吃了。我说 I know, they have the best pasta in town. 再来举一个例子你说这一次的考试好像很难。我说 I know, I'm so nervous. 这些都是 I know 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. Rob says an interesting fact.If the sand is hotter, more turtles will be female.
Yes, that's true. But the turtles' habitat is disappearing. That's really sad. Why is this happening to turtles?
Well, you said habitat. This is the place that they live. It's important to them. And this is where they stay and lay their eggs. That's the beaches. People build on beaches.So turtles don't have a place to make a nest. Marie, what is a nest?
A nest is where animals like birds, squirrels, and even insects lay their eggs. If you are outside, look in some trees. You might be able to find a bird's nest.
Yeah, a bird makes a nest out of twigs and string and hair. If you see one...Don't get too close. That's their home, and they might have eggs or babies in there. But we learned that because of these buildings, turtles have less place for their nests.
That's right, and maybe you guys can think about this during our break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English.
Peter, I have a question for you. What are people building on beaches that might be hurting these sea turtles?
Well, if you go to a beach, you can see beach houses, stores, hotels, and even restaurants.
Yes, and it doesn't only affect sea turtles, but other sea animals too. Well, let's continue to learn more about these animals. Here's Conversation B.What do you think about turtles, Alex?
Well, they're delicious.
Alex, that's terrible.
I'm just joking. But some people do like to eat turtles.
They shouldn't. 5 of the 7 kinds of sea turtles are in danger. We should protect them, not eat them.
Yes.We can stop hunting them, and we can use less plastic, too. If turtles eat plastic, they will get sick.
Our friends Linda and Alex are talking in the Jungle Cafe. Marie, what do you think of sea turtles?
I think they're really cute.
I think they are very smart animals. Do you remember what Alex thinks of them?
Yes. He says they're delicious. Alex, that's terrible. And Linda thinks so, too.
Well, don't worry. Alex was just joking. But some people do eat sea turtles.
Well, I agree with Linda. They shouldn't eat them. 5 of the 7 kinds of sea turtles are in danger. And Christina has something to say about this.
Linda 说七种海龟当中已经有五种濒临绝种了。5 of the 7 kinds of sea turtles are in danger. 请你看一下七种之中的五种就是 5 of the 7 kinds. 所以四季中的三个季节就是 3 of the 4 seasons. 七天中的四天 4 of the 7 days.好，现在换你咯。如果我说五座城市中的两座要怎么说呢？是 2 of the 5 cities。你说对了吗？再来练习一个，十把椅子里的六把怎么说？ 6 of the 10 chairs。如果要用得很熟练，可以找一个同伴轮流出题和回答，这样子多多练习就可以咯。
Thanks, Christina. 5 of the 7 kinds of sea turtles are in danger. So, can we do anything about this?
Yes, we can. We should protect them, not eat them. Well, let's talk about this word protect a little more. If you don't want someone or something to get hurt, lost, or ruined, you protect that person or that thing.Peter, can you give us some example sentences using the word protect?
Okay. Well, I can protect myself from the rain. I will wear a raincoat. Or just look at parents when they bring their kids to the park. They protect their children.
Right. I protect my jewelry by keeping it in a box. Well, Linda is right. We should protect sea turtles, not eat them.
We can also stop hunting them. That's a really easy thing to do. Hunting is when people go after an animal to try and kill it.
That's right. People who live near the woods hunt animals. Animals like deer. And some people hunt as a hobby. They consider it a sport. I actually think it's really sad.
So,Alex also says we can use less plastic. This is probably more important to most of us. What kinds of things are made from plastic?
Oh, many things. Things like toys, bottles, boxes, silverware. It's a material that can be made into almost anything.
If we use less plastic, we can help turtles. If turtles eat the plastic, they get sick.And that is our grammar point for today. So let's go visit Rebecca.
Hey, everyone. Yes, it's grammar point time. And I know that you have been waiting a long time for this moment. If you want to tell someone that if they do one thing, something else will happen, you can use this grammar point. For example,If they study, they will pass the test. Or, if the weather is cold, they will come home. Friends, now it's up to you to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. That was fun. But right now, it's time for us to do something else. It's time to review those keywords together.
Here's the first keyword from today. Temperature.Temperature. What is the temperature outside today?
Nest. Nest. The bird made its nest in a tree.
Hunt. Hunt. Thomas likes to hunt birds.
plastic. Plastic. This pen is made of plastic.
Protect. Protect. Protect the rabbit from the dog. Okay, keep on practicing those key words. And now, let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
I liked your program about sea turtles, Rob. I learned a lot.
What did you learn?
Turtles lay their eggs in the sand. The temperature of the sand is important.
I know. If the sand is hotter, more baby turtles will be female.
But the turtles' habitat is disappearing.
Yes. People build on beaches, so turtles don't have a place to make a nest.
What do you think about turtles, Alex?
Well, they're delicious.
Alex, that's terrible.
I'm just joking. But some people do like to eat turtles.
They shouldn't. 5 of the 7 kinds of sea turtles are in danger. We should protect them, not eat them.
Yes, we can stop hunting them, and we can use less plastic too. If turtles eat plastic, they will get sick.
These past 2 days, we've talked a lot about turtles. They are amazing animals. Take a look at this beautiful turtle.
Yes, but Marie, this is not a turtle.
It's not? Then what is it?
So this is called a tortoise. Many people can get confused between turtles and tortoises.
Oh yeah, they are very similar. So what is the difference between them?
Well, as you probably can see, both are reptiles. But tortoises live on land, where turtles live in or near the water.
Oh, I didn't know that. So how else can I tell the difference?
Well, a turtle's shell is light and mostly flat. You can see this tortoise's shell is much heavier and can sometimes have bumps on it.
Very interesting.
A turtle has webbed feet and long claws. That helps when they're in the water. A tortoise's feet are short and they have little cute bent legs.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks, Peter. Well, now I know the difference between a turtle and a tortoise. And I hope you do too. Well, that was fun, and let's have some more fun by watching Jungle Chit Chat.
James, what else do you know about sea turtles?
Well, turtles lay their eggs in sand. That's where the baby turtles are born.
Oh, and the eggs hatch, right?
That's right. If the sand is hot, more of the baby turtles will be females.
Oh, I like the baby girl turtles. Oh, I like the baby boy turtles too.
Me too. But Ginger, people build on beaches, and now turtles have fewer places to make their nests.
Oh, that's a problem. And people hurt and hunt turtles, and that's another problem.
Yes. And what about plastic in the ocean?
That's another problem. So we need to protect our turtles.
Yes, protect the turtles.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. We use a lot of energy each day. We need electricity for our lights and to cool our homes. We use oil and gas to make our cars and buses go. But oil and gas cause pollution. Is there a better kind of energy?
Yes, green energy is different. It comes from things such as the sun, the wind, and the water. These things are all natural. In fact, it's called green energy because it doesn't hurt the environment. There are many different kinds of green energy. Solar energy comes from the sun. Special cells collect sunlight and change it into electricity. Power from the sun is not very expensive. It's very clean, and there's a lot of it. Wind power comes directly from the wind. To make enough power from the wind, energy companies build large wind farms. Wind turns the blades of big windmills. As the blades turn, they make electricity. Another green energy comes from moving water. This is the most common kind of green energy. Green energy is not perfect. Sometimes there isn't enough sun or wind when we need electricity. Energy companies also need to spend a lot of money to produce green energy. While green energy is getting cheaper, it can still be very expensive. As these problems are solved, green energy will give us a good way to make electricity, but not pollution.
It is exciting to think about green energy. I hope we can use more power from the sun, the wind, or moving water. We'll see what happens in the future. For now, though, I'll just use the electricity I have. But I'll be careful and not use too much. So, goodbye everyone, and see you next time on Jack's File. Oh, and don't forget to turn out the light when you leave a room.
Well, if you're at the beach, remember to always pick up your garbage and put it in the garbage can. You can be saving the lives of sea turtles and other animals that live there.
And if you really want to protect these special animals, you can do volunteer work. Even telling your friends about what is happening and what you learned today will be very helpful for these animals.
That's right. So next time you go to a beach, maybe you can even look for some sea turtles. See what they look like. Maybe you can even study them a little bit.
Well, friends, we hope you had fun today, and we will see you again tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.